Resilient Solutions, Episode 2, Traits of Resilient People, Part 1. Well, hello, and welcome to Resilient Solutions, Episode 2, where we help you become more resilient in your personal life, your relationships, your business endeavors, and your faith. And today, we're going to talk about the top two traits of resilient people. And one of the most important traits that people who are resilient tend to display over and over again is they practice optimism. They look to the future. You see, optimism's a vital part of resilience. Without optimism, it's difficult to move through tough times. And Lord knows the past little over a year have been a really tough time, haven't they? I know some of us have lost family members, lost jobs. Some of us has lost our dream and feel disenchanted and feel like there's just no tomorrow. And yet what we do know is that resilient people will find their way through this. The word optimism's been around for a while, and let me just say this real quick. I'm not talking about some weird Pollyanna type of positivity that's not based in any reality, but I'm talking about an optimism that's based in a core belief that you've got what you need to get through a given situation, that you've got resources, maybe internally, but also externally, faith in God, faith in yourself, friends who support you, family who support you, and a dream that drives you. You see, practical optimism is a mindset that helps individuals focus on the positive parts of their life rather than negative ones. It's a personality style or trait that you'll typically see in people who are resilient. I love the whole idea of optimism. And if we go back to Little Orphan Annie, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow. Optimists are not overwhelmed by problems. Rather than staring at problems, they try to look through problems. Rather than being overwhelmed by a negative situation, they try to make the best of it. They don't deny the reality of the negativity of the event or the trauma or their circumstance, but something deep down inside of them believes that they've got what they need to get through it. If we really want to boil this down to something simple, optimism is really all about perspective. I had a friend of mine one time, a preacher friend of mine, that said, well, do you wake up, good morning, Lord, or good Lord, it's morning? You see, that mindset is the key thing. Matter of fact, a few years ago, Dr. Carolyn Dweck wrote a book called Mindsets. It's a great read. It's been around for a while. Her theory has been proven and tested. And what that means is that you and I tend to have a mindset that we kind of determines how we deal with life. And there are two basic mindsets. The first mindset is a closed mindset. That's a mindset that's very pessimistic, negative, very restrictive, in my mind, very depressing. And it says, this is the hand I've been dealt. This is who I am. My personality, my lot in life have all been predetermined. I am that I am, and that's all that I am. I can't change. I can't move forward. I'm kind of predetermined to be this way. Folks, that's not the mindset you want to be in. The other mindset, optimistic mindset, if you will, the mindset that's more growth-oriented is an open mindset. And that means, while I might be facing some difficulties at this point in time, that is not who I am. I have the power and the capacity and the will and the tools that I need to do to make the changes I need to make. So an open mindset really helps develop optimism. Another definition I really like that I've learned over the years through disaster mental health comes from a mentor, Dr. George Everly. And this is found in his book, Stronger, which was published in 2015. Personal resilience, or psychological body armor, is your ability to bounce back and pick yourself up and try again and again until you succeed or decide on a more productive direction. In mental health, we talk about insanity as doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Well, what Dr. Everly is saying here is resilient people will try it. They'll try something over and over and tweak it over and over. And if it doesn't work, they'll try something else. Now, as a general rule, optimists tend to cope better with adversity because they face it head on and at a very deep level, believe they can rise above the challenge. One of the biggest things that we're seeing in the mental health field today, which I'm so encouraged to see, is that people are dealing with trauma in a very forward-looking way. Two or three ways we can deal with past trauma. Number one, I can deny it, and that is never good. Number two is I can surrender to it and become a perennial, perpetual victim and give up all of my power. And there's a trend I'm seeing today where a lot of people are kind of bragging about their trauma. And it's almost like, oh, my trauma is bigger than your trauma. Well, traumatic events are horrible and they can be life-altering. But if you choose to stay a victim, you lose your power, you become impotent to deal with life issues. And for a lot of people, they'll be overwhelmed with depression, sadness, anxiety, things like that. So if you're dealing with a traumatic event, do the work you need to do to move through it. Because the next option is to face the trauma, call it what it is, and begin to engage it. Many times with the help of a therapist, a coach, a caring minister, small groups, or things like that. Anything you can do to engage that trauma, to see it for what it was, and to gain a new perspective on it. A friend of mine said one time, when you're dealing with traumatic events, you can either hold it in and it will devour you and corrode you internally, or you can find a safe supporting person or group to help you walk through that. Because after all, one of the things he said was that pain shared is pain divided. Joy shared is joy multiplied. So what's the next step you can take toward dealing with trauma? Well, I mentioned it just a minute ago. That's to face it, to call it what it was, to embrace the reality of it, to quit listening to the soundtracks from it, and to move forward to a new perspective. A perspective of someone who is dealing with their trauma and who's learning from it, who's taking the lessons, exhibiting resilience, and moving forward with a new perspective, not only for themselves, but potentially for a perspective that will help others. So if you've got some issues that you're dealing with, some traumatic issues and things like that, get some good help and deal with it. Well, now I'd like to turn our attention back to the word of optimism. One of the things that we've learned is that the key component, the key trait for resilient people is that they tend to exercise practical, future-focused optimism. Well, a few weeks ago, one of my friends and I were talking, and he said, so John, are people born optimists? This is a great question because some people do seem to be born with an optimistic outlook. Sometimes that can be genetic. Sometimes that can be nature and nurture. I really do believe that optimism is not so much a disposition as it is a decision. It can be learned and enhanced. Not only has it been shown to reduce depression, anxiety, and stress, but it also helps with your well-being, giving yourself good self-care, and it enhances your autoimmune system. Tied into being an optimist and practicing optimism is the whole idea of post-traumatic growth. I've seen this over and over again in research and in my own work as a crisis response specialist and a person who's been involved in over 200 disruptive workplace events. And that is that we humans have this huge capacity to deal with difficulties in our life. So if you're facing some challenges in your life, let me encourage you to do two or three things here real quick. Number one, see it for what it is and face the reality of the situation. Number two, do not do it alone. Find friends, coworkers, colleagues, people that will join you and support you and people you can just run some ideas by. Next, if you're a person of faith, use your faith to deal with it. Prayer, scripture, meditation, and mindfulness can be wonderful tools. Next, realize there is more in you than you know. And one of the ways you're going to discover this is through leaning into it. So what we want to do today, we want to face the issue head on, call it what it is, and look for ways to work through it. And on a personal note, I am a person of faith. And for me, two or three of the things that I do to try to understand things to work through them is really based in scripture. And one is my life verse, which is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. There's another verse that comes to mind for me once again, and it's in Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, as we wrap up the day, I just wanted to remind you that two of the qualities of resilient people are that, first of all, they practice optimism. Rather than being overwhelmed by the problem, they see it for what it is, they call it for what it is, and they look for ways to work through it. So rather than being arrested by the problem and fearing the problem, they tend to look through the problem for solutions. I'd also like to remind you that you don't have to do this alone. You have friends, coworkers, neighbors, relatives, maybe people at your church or organizations you're involved in that would be glad to walk along beside you. And if you need more than that, there are therapists and coaches out there that can help you out. Well, I'm so glad you've been with me today. I hope you found this helpful. Let me know how it's been helpful. And if you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear them. Also, just by way of some promotion, I have two websites you can check me out on. One is my counseling and coaching website, which is John Thurman, that's JohnThurman.info. I also am a blogger and have some other resources, and that website is John Thurman, JohnThurman.net. Well, thanks again for tuning in. I hope you have a great week. And remember, this is a day that the Lord has made, and I will make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it. Take care. God bless.